This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday Armenians living in Azerbaijan are welcome home. Reuters correspondent Edward Barin says it's very likely ethnic Armenians will flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
A mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines, where Russia, the United States, Turkey and Iran are jostling for influence. An advisor to the leader of the Karabakh Armenians told Reuters earlier on Sunday that the population would leave because they feel unsafe under Azerbaijani rule. Russia had acted as a guarantor for a peace deal that ended a 44-day war in Karabakh 3 years ago, and many Armenians blame Moscow for failing to protect the region. Indeed, Pashinyan blamed Russia publicly on Sunday for failing to do enough for Armenia, which he said would review its alliance with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barin. President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday said France is imminently to withdraw its ambassador from Niger, followed by the French military contingent in the next months, in the wake of a coup in the West African country that ousted the pro-Paris president. Macron's announcement appeared to end 2 months of French defiance over the coup, which has seen Paris keep its ambassador in place in Niamey despite him being ordered by the coup leaders to go. Tens of thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid on Sunday against possible plans by acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to grant an amnesty to Catalan separatists to keep himself in office after an election he failed to win. Authorities estimated the size of the crowd at 40,000. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Africa this week, his first visit to the continent since becoming defense secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has more from his first stop, Djibouti.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Somali forces have made impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab.
They've made more progress in the last year than was made in the previous 5 years.
Austin met with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti on Sunday as part of his first visit to the African continent as defense secretary. Earlier, Austin met with the Djiboutian president and defense minister. He thanked them for hosting the United States' primary base in Africa, Camp Lemonnier, which has about 5,000 U.S. military personnel. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
Gunmen in Nigeria killed 8 people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 others in 2 communities of northwest Zamfara state. Residents and a local traditional leader said 2 days after armed men kidnapped dozens from a university in the state. Elsewhere in the northeast of the country, suspected Islamist insurgents ambushed a convoy of vehicles under military escort, killing 2 soldiers and 4 civilians, said a police source and a motorist who witnessed the attack. Kosovo's prime minister says 4 people were killed, including a police officer, and another wounded in an attack he claims was supported by neighboring Serbia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked professionals armed with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol north of the capital Pristina in the early hours of the morning. Kosovo police say 2 trucks without license plates blocked a bridge at the entrance to a village. 3 police units were sent to unblock it, but came under fire from different positions with various weapons, including hand grenades and bombs. Police managed to push back the attack and take 2 injured officers to hospital. One of them was dead on arrival, but the condition of the other is not life-threatening. Kosovo police say one of the attackers was killed. The attack comes as tensions increase between the 2 former war foes at a delicate moment in EU-facilitated efforts to normalize ties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A group of about 5,000 mostly Venezuelan migrants hoping to make it to the U.S. spent 3 days in a Mexican town waiting for a train that many in the group worried would never come. The train finally came Saturday. It was the group's ticket north to Mexico's border with the United States. Thousands of other migrants were stranded last week after Mexico's biggest railroad said it had halted 60 freight trains. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.